Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. That's Dan Vogelberg bringing us back. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest. He's our good friend, a longtime, more than 10-year member of our Brain Trust, the chief economist for the NFIB. We're talking about the Small Business Optimism Survey that that Bill conducts every single month and has now been now since the early 70s. Bill, one of the things we haven't talked about later is the job situation. Talk to us about what your most recent survey showed about hiring.
Well, unfortunately, we didn't get a lot of hiring. We had a small negative number for the average change in employment per firm, which means on balance we shed a few workers. That it was a better reading though than July, which was then better than June. So I guess we can take comfort in the fact that it's heading back toward the positive territory, which we did reach. Earlier in the year, we were in positive territory for a short time, and back down. So we didn't hire and we didn't create any jobs. It shows up, of course, in the numbers. Last week, 417,000 people got laid off or fired, it hasn't let up very much. We did see some improvement in the numbers going forward. We had an increase in the percent of firms with job openings that are hard to fill, which means at least somewhere in the country the job market is tightening up. If it's harder to fill, that's good. That usually
is it harder to fill because they, but it's not. That's not because they can't find human beings. It's because they can't find qualified people, right?
Exactly, qualified human beings. That's the important part. And then we had a 3-point increase in the net percent of owners who plan to create jobs. That is, when they get through hiring, they expect to have more people on board than they had when they started. Mm-hmm. But even though we got the improvement, the level of those numbers is still at recession levels. For example, and we have a net 5% owners say they're going to increase employment, so that's job creation. But in decently good times, that would be 15%. We're just so far. Still have recession-level readings.
Is there anything? Now, this information was taken from your respondents before President Obama made his announcement of his jobs bill that he's proposing, that he wants Congress, desperately wants Congress to pass. Do you think that there'll be anything in that bill that will make small business owners want to hire somebody?
No, I'm afraid not. First of all, they don't really understand why we hire people. So if I were thinking about hiring you at a $30,000 salary but decided that the outlook for sales was so bad that I couldn't get the $30,000 back, so I'd be losing money if I hired you, then they want to say, well, let me give you a jobs tax credit of, say, $4,000 if you hire this person. Mm-hmm. Well, that does change the hurdle rate a little bit. So now it's 26, but it's only for 1 year.
Not only that, you only get the $4,000 if the person you hired has been out of work for 6 months.
Yeah,
and another way of picking winners and losers.
Right, and there's paperwork because you're not going to really get it to the end of the year. And of course, then you look at the flip side. He promises to finance this expenditure with permanent tax. You get a temporary tax cut, and in exchange for a permanent tax increase, that's not really good. And then the FICA tax, just cutting that. Just puts more money in your hands. That's like getting a check in the mail for $10,000. Well, just because somebody sends me $10,000 doesn't make the $30,000 worker look any better, so I'm not going to hire that person just because somebody gave me some money. He just doesn't understand common sense, and, of course, I don't think many people in Washington do, so it's not a good-looking program at all.
Well, there are several things, as I pointed out in the past couple of weeks, a week or so, Bill. There are several things in the bill that I think are good. I like it if I don't have to pay the government as much in taxes. Yeah, I like it if they encourage government contractors and agencies to pay small business owners faster. I like that part of it. I like some of the other stuff, but whether it's good for small business is not the same thing as whether it'll make me want to hire somebody.
That's right. That's right. And that's the key. If the question is, does it give you a reason to do what they say it's supposed to do, which is to hire somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the answer to that is no.
And the cynical side of me, Bill. The cynical side of me, as we wrap up here, tells me that the Obama administration knew that the Republicans wouldn't pass this, and this was nothing more than a political ploy. What do you think?
Well, I think you're exactly right. I mean, he wants to set it up. Say, I had a bill that would have put, you know, and Mark Zandi, who sometimes I think is, so loud, comes out with this great estimate of all the jobs, and he'll say, look, you know, they didn't do it, so it's their fault.
Yeah.
And he'll run on that.
Meanwhile, Main Street suffers, and Wall Street didn't deliver. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thanks, Jim. Keep up the good work.
You too, buddy. Dr. Bill Duckenberg, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.